Case, which is the opposite case of Sif Aleph. The one who lent the money was a Jew, and the guy gave him chametz. If it's going to be Yodav Yomer Lemiavshov, if the guy gave him his beres and mashkin, he said that it's going to be retroactively yours. If he has man, if you lach a pesav leitora, if you lach a chayisav leposav, even there's no responsibility for a Jew over this mashkin for the ma'isa. If the guy didn't pay up, then retroactively belongs to the Jew. And therefore, it is also mishum dekarnly mafrei, since he acquired it retroactively. Adam loy amalei meyashov, ben apiusolov muta. They didn't make up between the two of them that if the guy didn't pay back, it belongs to the Jew retroactively. And also, the Jew did not take responsibility to watch over it, because if he did take responsibility, then he has another chiyuv mitzvah, chiyuv achrayis. We learned before, is enough to be considered that you own it. So in that situation, it's muta. Once again, talking about a case where a Jew got a mashkin from a goy, and it will not retroactively belong to the Jew. In that case, then as long as the Jew didn't take achrayis on it, it is considered the goy's chametz in the course of Pesach, and it's mutar v'anul.